Hey, woman! Hey, woman! Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man. Real man. Real man. Real man. Real man.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And this is... I was going to say E Color, but I'm E Green tonight, my man.
Greasy, oh. Yo.
Yes. Your man E Green came in off.
The culinary specialist.
No doubt. Came in off that breathing treatment, though. Nigga got asthma.
Inhaler.
Hell.
No doubt about it. So we're going to start the first topic off of the Hip Hop Digest with emails and shouts.
That's what we do.
To our good listeners out there, and they always come so strong.
Yeah,
the first we're going to...
Lax on that
no
shit.
Doubt, no doubt, but it doesn't matter, but we're going to catch you up.
It's all love.
No doubt. The first one goes out to Average Bro from averagebro.com. Check that blog out. He's so official.
No doubt.
And his comments were this: not feeling today's guest. Not at all. Not a big Rock Kim fan either, but your guest is way off base, Average Bro. Now, what he's referring to is a couple of weeks ago, friend of the show, Sim City. SimCity Music.
What's good?
No doubt. What's good? He made a comment about Rakim and said on the first album, Rakim had no topics. So we just sat around, and I'm sure to a man, probably thinking to each other.
Like, what?
Like, yeah, exactly. But we didn't say anything on the show.
I was just shocked.
So, you know, he let him finish the story and give Sim credit. He fixed it up at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He fixed it up at the end. But I know our listeners... their dog ears went up. Right. And speaking of somebody who went up, my man, Leon X, who said the following, and I'm kind of paraphrasing it. What's good, Leon X? He said, you know, another great show. Thank you, sir. But he was like, regarding the remark that Eric B. and Rakim's Paid in Full had no topics. The title track was talking about how he wanted to make some money legally after being a stick-up kid, but realizing that was wrong after becoming a 5%er. And then he describes what he's going to do, you know, as far as in the rap game and hoping he cleans up his act, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
And Leon X said, I hope that clears up. There's no topics.
This is a hold up. Ain't nothing funny. Stop smiling. Smiling.
Still, still nothing, nothing move but the money.
But now I learn to earn.
Because I'm righteous.
I feel great.
So maybe I might just search for 9 to 5. And if I strive, maybe I stay alive. What?
Sim, But to give Sim credit, he cleaned it up. He cleaned it up. Don't get niggas singing up in here. You know what I mean? No doubt. So Leon X and Average Bro certainly picked that shit up, and they came right at Sim. And I also want to give a shout out to Classy Girl 427. She hit E Color on Twitter. Of course, you know, that's the Twitter monitor right there.
Yup.
So we want to definitely give a shout out to her. It was good to hear from Daisha in the new year.
No doubt.
So we definitely want to give a shout out to all the.
We know that birthday is coming up too, girl.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
See that party? I wish I was invited.
Can't afford them tickets.
She needs to send them 3 tickets over. They ain't got to be first class. It's all good.
Nah, niggas like the Flintstones. I ride on a wing.
Cargo plane, nigga.
So anyway, let's go on in Hip Hop Digest proper. DJ Spinderella goes in on Alicia Keys, Lil Wayne, and Kanye West. Now, Lil Wayne and Kanye West are added celebrity DJs since we talked about this. It must have been like 4 shows ago.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah. When I said this celebrity, when we had the Primo shit.
Yep.
You know, these celebrity DJs and all kinds of niggas is jumping on the bandwagon. Spinderella goes in. Hard naming names,
which we like.
That's a wonderful thing,
you know. And to her credit, you know, does DJ
nice,
actually
nice with it?
Actually,
right.
Has touched the wheels.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Final.
Exactly. Motherfucking celebrities is just showing up because they celebrities pushing buttons. Stealing jobs. You know what I'm saying? And stealing jobs.
Yeah.
So we're gonna definitely give a shout out to Spinderella. It's unfortunate. We talk about the degradation of the culture as a whole, and it's one of these things where you can show up because I'm celebrity big dick and I can just DJ. Yeah. With zero skill.
Let me just press these buttons.
Show me which one. How do you hit play again? which one of these play? Okay, I got it. Okay, give me the headphones.
Exactly.
No, so, some of them didn't even have headphones on, B.
Yeah, no doubt.
I did watch the one. I'm like, you blended with no headphones?
Word.
You're amazing.
You're not blending.
You're more like fading.
So definitely, we're going to definitely keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on the celebrity DJ, because DJ culture is the foundation of everything we hold true in hip-hop. You right. must realize that. This whole shit started with DJs.
No doubt.
And to totally degradate that is more than blasphemy.
That's crazy, dude.
You know what I mean?
Youngins don't understand why we get upset because these niggas is getting paid, is what they're saying. Like, why are you mad?
That's not the issue.
Because Alicia Keys is more popular than you. She get paid more money than you to do a DJ gig. Why are you mad?
I'm mad.
There are real DJs that you could go get.
And if somebody, and if a young boy said that, or young person said that, why am I mad? Because Alicia Keys is popular and she gets more money. I'm mad because Alicia Keys can't DJ. She can't blend. She can't scratch. She is basically pushing buttons. You mean to tell me? So, you the motherfucker who's going to show up at the club and pay good money to listen to Alicia Keys push buttons?
That's the reason why it's $30 to get in this bitch tonight. They got to pay Alicia Keys.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, but shout out to people who made that transition. People like Biz Markie, who's right. an artist, but made the transition. And it is steeped in the breakbeat culture.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Questlove, who steeped in the breakbeat culture right. and knows music and knows how to blend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We've seen him blend down to 9:30.
No doubt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So shout out to people who really honor the craft.
Right.
You know?
That dude from Philly.
Well, it's not. I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's my Lord and Savior. DJ Jazzy Jeff, that is fucking. So anyway, you know, the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, really, and this is on some humanitarian shit. I'm not TMZ, but let me give a shout out to Nick Cannon, hospitalized for a partial kidney failure.
That's crazy.
Yo, that's crazy. I mean, I'm not speculating on what it was or what happened or whatever. I'm just saying it is what it is. Yeah, that's ridiculous. And, you know, shout out to him, man, you know, and I hope he gets well. You know what I'm saying? So this topic I find particularly interesting. The 2012 Dodge Charger to feature Beats by Dre audio system. You know, this week they announced the new Charger's going to have that. And this is the second whip because I don't know what year it was. It was a couple years ago when that Chrysler 300 came out with his Beats audio system.
You know, he also has a cell phone that has Beats.
Right. HTC, yeah. Who paid 50-some million to buy a stake in the company.
So is what I said true? Will never be a Detox album.
Why should there be?
Right,
this
right.
nigga's making too much money outside.
Right, certainly. And in Dre, you know, to give him credit, you know, he's not selling liquor like most MCs is doing.
No pimp juice?
No, none of that shit. So he's not selling liquor. He's selling, you know, and to give Dre credit, you know, you got to look at the history of Dre. You know, Dre, you know, at least in the 90s.
Oh, I thought you were talking all the way back to the glitter?
Nah, this is okay. Post-glitter.
Okay.
All the way in the 90s when, especially in the East Coast, we was really into the dirty, you know, gritty sound. We wanted popcorn on the shit. You know, Dre with Doggy Style and The Chronic and whatever really put out a high-fidelity digital-sounding album.
Yeah, that Dre shit sounded good. Yeah.
Right, and I gotta give him credit for that.
Yeah.
He's all right, certainly. For those of you who do not know, Solid State Logic. You might have to look that up on Wikipedia or something.
$1 million board.
Exactly.
What? $1 million?
Exactly. So I'm going to give Dre credit that he's at least in his element, trying to put out high fidelity, quality sound. Because right. he's always been into that.
No
this
doubt.
Isn't something new. This isn't Beats by Ludacris, who's trying to jump on the bandwagon.
That nigga's selling chicken and beer.
Actually, it's 50 right. Cent is coming out with some headphones as well.
Right, 50. And all these niggas who's jumping on the fucking bandwagon.
Right.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to put any money in those niggas' pockets because I guarantee you a pair of Bose sound better than the Dre Beats. But hey, that's just my opinion.
I'm just too old to be running around with some fucking Beats by Dre on my head. You know what I'm saying?
Not at $300, my nigga.
Yeah.
fuck that. I'll get a regular pair and just paint a B on the side of that motherfucker.
That's outside my age bracket, B.
And so to go along with the Dr. Dre topic, I found this interesting. RZA goes pot-free to expand in the film directing, and guess what? Retail headphones.
Oh,
etc.
Oh my goodness.
Niggas see a lane and they want to wow. get in.
Yo, why do hip hop? There used to be a thing called biting. You know, and certainly RZA knows what that is. Why does RZA think he's gonna sell headphones?
Because
Dre's selling headphones.
Exactly.
And he's a popular nigga. Everybody likes a lot of RZA tracks, underground niggas, so they figuring fuck it. RZA's got a good ear.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get some headphones made by RZA.
And another thing, he's walking around the street seeing all these bees on these young people's heads.
I think he'd be better. I don't know. Maybe he'll get a because there's a big still Wu following. If you get the Wu logo,
he's probably
on the headphones and shit. Because I'm thinking him and his brother own that logo.
They should.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I would hope that they do.
So, you know, just another biter / damn. Meat rider, you know, RZA. I mean, I'm not, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit, and you know, who knows what he can do in films, you know what I'm saying? But of course, but along with that, now I did say he quit weed. Now Tapper John,
I don't know what that got to do with anything.
That's what I was getting ready to say. What the
yeah,
fuck
I
is
mean,
quitting
God
weed
damn.
Have to do with making headphones and
more for us niggas.
I just wanted to get your Tapper yeah, John. I wanted shit. To get your diagnosis.
Again, half of Hollywood
that,
is that,
that nigga
shit,
Quentin
B.
Quentin Tarantino, he hang out with that nigga about. On something.
No doubt.
I know he ain't clean.
Yeah, he bugging B.
The movies he be making, damn.
No doubt.
RZA need to stop hanging around. What's that motherfucker that played the king?
Fuck if I know. I don't watch movies.
I'm fucked out anyway. Fuck it. I don't even matter.
So E Color let us down a dead end.
Belvedere.
Exactly. So anyway, check this out. The next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a new topic. And we have we're going to try to introduce a lot of different topics and rotate them. Well, this one is father. This is Kurt G's baby right here. And I thought it was a great topic.
Because I felt like we've been throwing veterans under the bus for yeah. you know, right. and
with the classic failures.
Classic failures. So now let's start throwing these dumb niggas
so
under
we're,
the bus.
So introducing the new topic.
He didn't
topic,
say young. He said dumb.
Right.
Dumb niggas.
Damn. Dumb ass music.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And the intro is obviously the Alcoholics, but we don't mean damn as in dope. We mean damn as in dumb
damn.
Ass music.
Ass music.
So the first person for the dumb ass music is a cut from Rocco, and it's called Going Steady. So let's cue it up and...
Let's also just say this is pretty easy though. This is fishing in a bucket, my nigga.
Dynamite
but,
fishing, nigga.
But the audacity of some of this shit, B.
The thing is, I hear this dumbass shit, and I just want to share.
Okay,
it hurts me when I hear this shit.
So the veterans will be reserved for classic failures, and any young guys will be simply known as damn.
Oh no,
dumbass.
If Busta puts out a dumbass song, he's getting thrown.
Oh well,
I'm just saying. That's why I call it dumbass, not young ass music.
There it is.
All right, well, let's get into the dumbass music. Here we go. We just be cool in it.
That's all you can say after that, B. Lost for words.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I can't believe somebody's actually paying this nigga to make that shit.
He's probably paying himself. Dang.
Really? That motherfucker.
Yeah,
whack.
But B, but what we see the thing about it is, he's saying that shit. It's a whole bunch of niggas just listening to that shit, feeling like, yeah, that's me.
I guess.
That nigga's talking to my heart right now.
You know?
Really?
That's how that shit gets made, B.
Really? I'm sorry. You know what? We're going to continue to do that topic, but I'm going to find it very hard, very difficult. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers is wiggly worms, yo.
That's Monica's baby daddy.
Something.
Ooh, boy.
Something. Really?
Damn. I mean,
never mind. Can I go to the next fucking topic, yo?
Yeah, because there's no defense.
Yeah,
in that
I can't.
We're not defending this shit. I'm just sharing.
I'm no saying doubt. There's no defending the sharing of that shit.
You're welcome, my nigga. You're welcome.
Indeed. The next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, and this is actually, it's kind of eerie to me in the era of, you know, niggas doing anything for publicity.
Uh-oh.
50 Cent predicts his own death on Twitter. I don't think I'm going to live much longer.
So is he trying to get on some Tupac shit?
I don't know. And I know exactly. That's the first thing I thought of is, you know, Pac used to talk a lot about Biggie, too, for that fact that matter.
And what happened? That shit manifests.
And that shit does manifest.
As
right.
My mother liked to say, speak it into existence.
It is.
Indeed. So, you know, I don't know what type of shit 50's on and shit. And he talks about in his statement, if, you know, if he dies tomorrow, he took care of all the people he needed to take care of and had fun and this, that, and the third. It's just a subject that I personally feel uncomfortable in dwelling in, you know.
Is he just that much of a publicity hound?
See, that's the thing, because
maybe he's trying to garner a little bit of sympathy.
See, yeah, because I don't know.
He's been the bad guy for so long.
But look, you look at this.
On his own
doing.
Was
his wrestling, nigga?
He did it to himself.
His last album, and I'm just talking about, this is how 50 usually makes his live. His last album sold, before I self-destruct, sold, you know, 446,000 copies. You know, just under gold. I mean, in today's era, that's still an awful lot of copies.
Yeah, that's a lot of movies.
You know.
For a nigga that's used to selling millions.
Oh, but he's used to selling, of course, from Get Rich or Die Trying, 8 million. You know what I mean? Certainly, no one is really in the 50 like that. Now, I still think lyrically 50 has something, but certainly his celebrity is dim. But to start dwelling into that I'm gonna die shit.
But do you really think somebody would like just, I mean, just to have that mindset because you're not a celebrity anymore is just pitiful, B.
Well, he's not big anymore. He made his whole thing off of just dissing other niggas and shitting on niggas. And
damn.
I guess to the point of now that shit doesn't work for him anymore. He doesn't know what the fuck to do.
Right. It's
he's lost.
Right.
Live. Shit.
Right. Well, certainly.
God damn.
Certainly. But again, but like you said, if you're such a publicity hound, see, he dissed so many niggas and dissed so often. And it's almost like it's so ineffective. Everybody was in a tizzy because Common, who rarely says anything and hasn't done any dissing since The Bitch and You,
right,
comes at Drake and the whole internet's buzzing. If 50 disses somebody,
like,
that's
oh,
just
that
shut
that
the
nigga.
Fuck up.
Shit,
yeah,
get the fuck out of here. That nigga always trying to bully motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Fuck
you know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, 50, man, you know, hope psychologically you're all right. You know, I wouldn't want to see your demise, but damn, nigga,
that's
reaching.
That's some morbid talk,
right,
B.
Right.
If he is doing some publicity shit, it's working. Because he's got us
but
talking about it.
At the same time,
and
you
that's
put
true
that
because
shit
we haven't
universe.
Talked about that nigga on this show in forever.
Yeah.
So again, niggas talking about the demise of 50. You understand what I'm saying?
And right. Somewhere I can hear your boy Maybach Music celebrating.
Yeah.
Talking about, yeah, I got that nigga.
Yeah, that's
I
for
got
damn
him.
Sure.
When it shouldn't even fucking matter.
I know, because that motherfucker is filthy.
No doubt.
He
God
can
damn.
Fucking sit back and say, fuck this whole
God
game.
God forgives, I don't.
The lights go out, my nigga. God damn.
Bows. I hear you over there, nigga.
I'm telling you, B, that mixtape, son, I got the mixtape that nigga put out, B. He got a couple joints on there, but damn. If I got to hear that nigga go, huh? One more fucking time, son.
Shit.
At least 10 times per record, huh?
Somebody got to get a collage. What did you say?
Oh,
of
shit.
Master P going, and Jeezy going,
ooh,
yeah. And then Ross going, Like a grunting festival and
oh, shit. Waiting to exhale.
Oh, shit. So the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a gentleman by the name of Sharif Easterling wrote an article in Black Voices, an internet newspaper, if you will, talking about hip hop, love and hip hop, and the coon, and I mean coon squad.
Talking about the coon in you.
This is for the coon in you.
Oh, Belvedere.
So anyway, so he writes the article and he talks about how he doesn't like these particular love and hip hop and basketball wives and how it really makes Black women look like coons. Now, I'm going to defer to the gentlemen who have seen this show because I've not watched 1 second of either. E. Color?
I did lay eyes on Basketball Wives. I think it was Miami. I did see some of that shit, B. And, I mean, see, you got to look at it from both sides. Yes, you can look at it as if they are all a person from Switzerland seas and Black women, then they're going to probably think that American Black women are like that. But if you know better, you know that there's some professionals out there that just do what they do.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess it just depends on where you're coming from. I mean,
It's just the image that they portray.
Okay, because, yeah.
to the young people, as he was saying in his article, it's making young girls think that this is a way to make money.
Certainly.
But that's part of the problem, though.
It's got celebrity.
But if they ain't got nothing else in their life to look up to, be them. I mean, damn.
Other indigenous cultures, I'm not saying that they don't have that, but they will never put it on display. And that's and ultimately, I think the tone of his article kind of took that tone of, see, we will put it on display if it may, you know what I'm saying? We'll do anything to make, you know what I'm saying? So let's put it on display.
Right.
I'm not saying that Asian wives ain't on some old get me a $5,000 purse shit.
No doubt.
But I don't think they're going to make a TV show about it.
No, they haven't yet.
You know what I mean? You know, certainly in this day and age with all the channels, anything's possible. Right. You know what I'm saying? Or anybody's going to make Jewish wives, you know, get me that Bentley. They ain't gonna make a show about that?
You definitely won't see that one.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. So, along with the television, on top of the coons that are on the radio, and we've already addressed Black radio several shows in a row, ultimately, it's not a good look, and it's a continuing bad look for African Americans. That's all I'm saying. A continuing
bad
look.
Like I said, and as a whole, from other people outside looking in, yes. Because you can't turn on the TV and find a regular Black family.
Check it out, B. It's a lot of Black women watching them joints, though.
It is.
I understand that. Okay. No doubt.
My Black woman is watching that.
It's
shit.
A lot of Black women watching them joints, B.
My wife loves that shit.
So,
but what other choices do they have to watch, though?
Well, B, you know what? Because they won't make other choices. Okay. That's just like anything
else.
That's
the question. Because they watching that shit in big numbers.
It's the question of anything. Why does X happen? Why does Black women, why do they watch those shows? Why do Black women support Tyler Perry? They make that choice too. It's not that choices aren't available.
Well, there really aren't any.
Really?
Not as far as Hollywood.
As far as Hollywood and as far as watching Black people on screen, we don't have that shit, B. That shit is at very low.
I seen Flex. Y'all know Flex. Remember he used to be a dancer, hip hop dancer and shit. Then he had his own show on TV.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yo,
right.
I saw that nigga in a Verizon commercial with no words.
He just showed up.
He just walked on the set, B. It's hard for Black actors in Hollywood. I'm not hating on him for taking that, but I'm just saying, it's like scraps like that, B.
Okay, and I'm not talking about the individual actors. I'm talking about, again, but everybody, again, want to get on Spike Lee. For talking shit about Tyler Perry. You know what I'm saying? Because Spike is saying, okay, it's not that there is probably a gaggle of independent films out there.
I'm quite sure there is.
Okay, yeah. But niggas just ain't choosing them.
Niggas either ain't choosing them or don't know about them.
Right, because I was going to say that too. You know, you're not going to... like Sundance used to be a real independent festival. Yeah, now well, Sundance is right. a bunch of fucking
right. We know Sundance done right. got corporate.
So you look at the regular little shit that goes on a regular. Let's say the 48-hour movie festival where you got to make a movie in 48 hours, whatever. People are not going to see this shit, B, because. Ain't no stars in it. It's regular shit niggas shitting on it. Let's see just some amazing shit and somebody catch your eye. But in the general, back to the regular ass Hollywood, there is little work. But you got to also say there's little work because people too busy watching that other bullshit. So the companies right. are putting their money into that.
Right, because it's so cheap to make.
Yeah, that, no doubt.
That's real. So cheap. That's just real.
Run around with a couple of cameras.
That's it. That's all it is.
That's real. That's real.
And prompt them on what to say.
It's but anyway, high profit on it, that.
If you get a chance to find an article, it's worth reading. You know, he just basically puts his two cents in, and it just echoes all the shit that we have been talking about on the show, you know, for, you know, last couple of months.
Ad nauseum.
Anyway. Ad nauseum, no doubt. And the last topic on the Hip Hop Digest is sports related. Throw y'all niggas a curveball because I know y'all niggas disagree with me on this.
Oh, here we go.
Oh boy, where are we going?
Okay, on this particular week on MSNBC and on obviously ESPN, they talked about your boy Tim Tebow.
I knew he was going to say you fucking Timothy? Tebow.
Timmy.
God Timmy. Squad.
God Squad. So they talked about Tim Tebow, but just like I said on the show two fucking months ago, is that. You know, everybody want to know what's the fervor, what's the uproar. And a gentleman on MSNBC said that there's a particular racial component that white folks don't understand. That African Americans have seen quarterbacks, several generations of quarterbacks with his skill. Okay.
Oh, shit. Turner Gill, nigga.
Whatever.
Nigga, that nigga sound like Jimmy the Greek, nigga. What the fuck, B?
Several generations. But I'm just saying, though. Like you said. Exactly. Like you said, nigga.
They were bred for that.
Like you said. Nah, I ain't going Jimmy, but I'm just saying this shit. You know, they the big black buck with the big black woman. You know, that's how Jimmy got down. But anyway, but the point I'm saying is they sold again, you said it, Turner Gill.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That goes way back.
Right.
You know what I mean? But once they reach the league, you can't play quarterback.
That's if they reach the league.
If they reach the league, you can't play quarterback because we won't change our system. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you can't play in a Tom Brady type, Terry Bradshaw type, Roger Staubach offense, you cannot play quarterback. You could be my receiver. You could be my running back. You could be anything but. Mm. And your boy Cordell Stewart represented on ESPN, my nigga.
Uh-oh. Slash?
Represented.
What was Slash saying?
Slash was saying, motherfuckers out there gonna pick up Jake DeLone? Where the fuck is Aaron Brooks?
Whoa.
Motherfuckers wanna throw all, wanna pick up Kerry Collins off the motherfucker scrap heap? Where's David Garrard?
Hmm.
Oh, your boy represented. Don't talk to me about no motherfucking Tim Tebow out this bitch, nigga.
What does Tebow got to do with that,
that's
B?
That's why I'm like, you just dragged Tebow into this.
Yeah, B, Tebow is dragged into this is because that Tim Tebow and with the exception of NFL radio, and on constantly on NFL radio, analyst after analyst is like, there's no way, there's zero way he should be playing quarterback because let me tell you, they don't say African American, but they just say another quarterback with his shit, with his shitty numbers. Nigga, I'd rather have Rex Grossman running my shit.
What is the most important thing in the NFL?
Winning.
Money, right? The Super Bowl is secondary to money, B.
Disagree, the owners. Right? It's about guap.
Okay, so. You know, as with everything, there's fucking drama. And Tim Tebow is drama to the fucking NFL, B. He's going to bring in, he's going to take some of that church money, B.
Okay, so
Tim Tebow has got the number one jersey in the league.
Okay, right, I understand it. So let me answer the question. Let's get to the crux of the question. So y'all niggas, because I know you disagree, but let the listeners know. Y'all niggas is saying that Tim Tebow isn't getting a certain privilege that African Americans better athletes, because Terrell Pryor could run that shit better, in my opinion. But you not saying Tebow ain't getting a special hookup.
A B, this is what I was saying.
Okay.
My whole point was,
What the hell does Tebow have to do with this?
B, Tebow is just the question,
Tebow,
B.
Tebow is a player, B.
Answer the question, B. Is B, Tim Tebow getting a special hookup? He might as well be black,
B. Of course he is, B. I admitted that. He is getting a special hookup.
The white privilege, as you call it?
Answer the question. Is Tim Tebow getting the hookup?
He's getting the white privilege, B, yes.
Yes, he is, B. Yes. I'm giving you that. My thing was, what does that have to do with Tebow?
It has something because to do with
these,
money.
Because these white people love him? You know what I'm saying?
B.
Because they love him?
He digging in the Vatican pocket,
B. Talking crazy? No. That's these people talking crazy. You got other people out here on their
Paul.
NFL said.
On the Tebow bullshit, bending down their knee, all that shit.
If there's a tie people. To be made, I want it.
I just refuse to blame Tebow for what other people are doing.
That nigga's just
name.
On the field, B.
They're doing it. He's in the field okay. doing, his,
he's
doing
a
what he does.
Check it out.
Yes, he sucks as a quarterback. I will fucking admit that.
B, I'm not blaming Tebow personally.
I'm not going to blame
I'm
him for what other
that.
People are doing.
Yeah.
In his
I don't
name.
Know, B.
You are blaming him.
You
man.
Had
no,
to
I'm
fucking
not.
Cross gassed
no,
up,
not.
B.
B, you put the bomb on that nigga's back, B, and tell him you got 10 seconds to throw a fucking 50-yard pass right on the dot. Let me see that shit. I want to see accuracy, nigga. Show me that.
I'm just saying, B. I just wanted to be clear. That's all I wanted. I wanted to be clear on y'all niggas' opinion. Because I wanted Damn. The Digest listeners to know. And I guarantee you
but
some
you set
emails
us up,
come
nigga.
In.
You
what?
Set us up.
What?
Are you,
what?
What are you trying to, what's the point are you trying to make, though?
Right.
I B, again, what I saw on MSNBC and ESPN, I saw niggas representing to the fullest. And the last time we talked about this, it looked like y'all niggas was... Sleep and eating on it.
Oh, damn.
B, what did
sleep
you
and eat.
Yeah, sleep and eat, B. And that was my whole point was I'm not blaming Tebow, just like I'm not blaming Aaron Rodgers.
B, I'm not blaming him. I'm
any
not,
other quarterback for what other people are doing.
Can I say this again? I'm not blaming Millie him
Vanilli
personally.
Blaming on
I'm not
the
blaming
rain.
Him personally. I guarantee you get Tim Tebow off camera. Tim Tebow will tell you himself. Yeah, there's a lot better athletes than me.
A whole lot of athletes will tell you that off camera, nigga. Shit.
Well, anyway, so that's the last topic of the Hip Hop Digest. Unless y'all niggas got anything.
Damn, B. I just, you know, felt like we just been set up.
Yo, B. I rolled out the way on that one, B.
Damn. Man, niggas sometimes set niggas up, man.
Oh, easy. That just
came
out of nowhere.
You had
B.
the whole line of questioning in your head before you even came
Damn.
To us. We coming in.
Got all in our faces. You can't handle the truth.
Answer the question, nigga. Answer the question.
Yeah, that was awesome fucking this ambush.
I was like, damn, B.
Yo, I'm out. Peace.
One. Peace.
Sometimes people will say, well, I'm not a perfectionist because so many areas of my life are cluttered, so many areas of my life are disorganized or messed up, but they'll have one area that they just totally micromanage, and in that micromanaging process, that's where they dedicate all their time, all their energy, all their effort. So instead of being a person of balance, instead of being able to achieve a level of self-discipline and maturity in multiple areas, they micromanage one area at the expense of all others. They might be incredibly perfectionistic at their job. Yeah.
My brother in and out of jail, it becomes depressing. Other brother lighting L's, trying to numb the stressing. Here I am, top floor, looking at the ocean, simply trying to set sail as I count my blessings. This the life that I chose, hope you can finally see. Wasn't none of this free, I had to fight for these. Royal king on my back, profound round my wrist, in the midst of my collapse while I rap through the shifts. I exist on this track, my back to the abyss. I admit I fell victim to the growth, not the coke or the crisp, but these quotes on my dope get it fixed. It's either walk forward or you fall, trying to ball in this bitch, and I do everything but the latter, so I had to grow. Messed up a couple times, but trust me, it don't matter though, cause here I go, another day chasing excellence. The life and times of a perfectionist, I'm guessing it's the trying to grow, trying to ball, trying to live, through it all, trying to grow, trying to ball, trying to live, through it all, trying to grow, trying to ball, trying to live, through it all. back in college. Hallelujah, just stay positive, I swear blessings come right to you. The things I've witnessed while I'm working let me know for certain, no matter how dark my present, I got the brightest future. These thoughts seem to cling to my heart as I lay my head, wishing I had more time to grind so I could work instead. Money means nothing, it's all about the energy you give it. I'm so livid cause I know what I did for this bread. By your reminder, I'm sitting on my visions, peering at all my flaws, the falls, all I've been missing. Blinded by intuition, close calls, what am I tripping? I swear this life either makes you tough enough to listen, or you ball up and start bitching. And I do everything but the latter, so I had to grow. Messed up a couple times, but trust me, it don't matter though. Cause here I go, another day chasing excellence. The life and times of a perfectionist, I'm guessing it's the trying to grow, trying to grow, trying to live through it all. Trying to grow, trying to grow, trying to live through it all. Trying to grow, trying to grow, trying to live through it all. But that's life.
For many people, when they think about workaholism, listen to the last few letters. That ism, like alcoholism. If a person's a workaholic, they've got a compulsive need to be driven to accomplish things. At the end of the workday, they don't think about, you know, we accomplished a lot today. At the end of the workday, they just keep going. They keep pushing themselves. It leads to a lot of stress-related disease, a lot of other anxieties, a lot of other problems. Workaholism is a compulsive need to accomplish something, and usually it's coming out of some unmet issues inside. But when it's time to end that work, when it's time to go home, when it's time to focus on the other things in life, to get some rest, to be with the people that you care about, if you're not able to let go of work, and work holds on to you, you may be a workaholic, you may need to seek some outside professional help so that you're able to keep balance in your career world, or you're able to keep balance as you deal with other issues and not let workaholism steal the joy of living.
Just wanna put you on notice that I've been noticing you, noticing me. And wonder could I be your company for the evening? She flashed me a smile, I smiled back. She said, nah, sorry, I'm leaving. I play it cool. Can I walk into your car? She playing a fool. Like, I don't know who you are, my bad. The name is Russell and the pleasure is mine. I put out my hand, she looked and took a sip of her wine. My name's Alicia, it's really nice to meet you. Soft skin, I'm thinking, damn, beautiful creature. And how can I reach her after tonight? This could be so easy, I'm not sure. Why she putting up a fight? Alright, Alicia, now that you know my name, can I walk into your car or are you still running game? She looking at me like I'm insane. Just had to let it be known right off the bat that I'm grown and I'm not.
Why's it gotta be that way?
Yes, yes,
why's it gotta be that way?
Spoken by a broken pair of lips on a silhouette, smoking on a cigarette, asking if I like to dance with the devil, reaching for my cheek with a single peck, daring me to bury me deep and learn to live again. Met her at the Marriott, sipping on a bloody Caesar, praying for somebody with lots of money. Caesar, my Mona Lisa, sort of disproportionately perfect version of something, irking me to purchase you a drink. Reach for the purse with your fingertips lingering and lurking around the surface of the sink, smirking, smiling, curving the physique, flirting, think about the sex, let the bone certain, toes curling, try and break through my stone curtain. Used to rock the bone, now you misses lots of dough. Miss it, feel impossible to fall in love. Lust is much quicker, quicker to alleviate the pain and deviate the strain and mediate the brain. Forever you and I like graffiti on the train. She said, don't be breaking my heart again. Now here we start again, damn.
Why's it gotta be that way?
Yes, yes,
why's it gotta be that way?
Yes, y'all. here at square one, like I just did the home base run. Without winning any bases though, all basic reasoning out the window. Ron Brown shit, Eric Sermon style, like I got kicked off a cloud. Method Man 95. Rap references because you get them all. You even get that I should have said it was 94. Hard place when you wanna still rock to it. Living in my glass house, steady throwing rocks through it all. I never stop feeling the love for you. I just stop being the one for you. I think too much overanalyzing everything sucks. I'm over dramatizing everything, but you're never on the level I'm on unless we're cutting. Lusting, we never argued when thrusting, but then after all, it just turns to dust, brother. Swear I never love another if this really worked out, but this is just like watching fitness infomercials from the couch. Ouch, I know. You're lazy. It's easier to pick a partner less crazy. Much less work, less purpose, less of A to Z. Cause I'm an alpha, bet it's hard to stay with me. Heart palpitations do still occur though. You and me some Merlot, situation blur so much. I be thinking that this shit could actually work again. It's even nice to have you back in my world as my friend. Hey, sometimes I gotta say it simply. Why? Cause sometimes things are simple. Come on. Make it complicated for the whim, B. Cause otherwise we just be faced with all the N-words. Inner child, inner space, inner monologue. We exchange intercourse without a dialogue. Introduce intimate ways to turn our fire off. The thing in us that seeks a spark, light, higher. Moth, I still adore you. You adore me theoretically. So now I gotta shut the door on you, so I can find out who is next for me.
Repeat after me.
You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know.
Bye. jack babe started popping a mess. Steady tripping, cause I ain't call her last night. I kindly pulled her to the side, said, yo, take a hike, cause I don't need it, girl. Too many problems in this world. So boom, we wanna hit with your Jerry girl. She went to Jefferson's and Lincoln's. I said, no way, no slump. What do you think this is, President's Day? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time, so don't act funny with my money. I refuse to abuse my savings and loans. So if you want some hands, baby, best go with your own. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Best believe you won't receive no dividends. But Chef, how come every time we argue it always gotta be about money?
When I was with Steady B, I had it all. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, Liz Claiborne, I had it all. You ain't giving me nothing.
It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you would serenade, take walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadows. Secretly steal her heart, but the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible. Two's bound to kill you, all you need is one to constantly bug you to get her hair done. Every week's in her style. She's always got the rocker like a Super Bowl sack. She's tackling your pockets, and when you wanna chill, you find that something always blocks it. You're looking for your wallet, but your girlfriend's got it. I tried to put you D, cause you was my friend. You didn't listen, now she got you for your dividends.
You bought another dress? This is ridiculous. That's the third dress this week.
The world is very different now. The world is very different now.
No, I don't like to get upset and I don't like the riff. But one thing that gets me hype is when girls shoot the gift. Now there's a little saying about the J-O-B, but what she's really trying to do is take the D-O-E's. Wreck your whole check on the latest design. When you're broke, it's all a joke, but when you're paid, it's fine. This advice to you, I lend. Begin to let it sink and you can spend, but don't get taken under, my friend. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Best believe you won't receive no dividends. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Best believe you won't receive no dividends. Word. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind giving my girl something, or any woman for that matter, if they need it. But love shouldn't be used as a personal Visa card on the strip. Same way you trying to get somebody, you can be got. Murphy's Law is still in effect. Ain't that right, Wood?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that, E.S.?
Cause man, Michelle, if I knew you was going through me like this, I wouldn't never step to you from the giddy up.
If I knew you wasn't going to provide for me, I wouldn't have talked to you anyway, straight up. I thought you was the greatest man alive, but I guess I was wrong.
So I wonder if my grandpa and pop would do things like this back in the day. Man, this ain't worth it.